Good morning, my brothers and sisters. What? No?
No, no, no. Keep going.
On this episode 288 of the Good Morning Guys podcast, thank you so much for joining us on this fine morning, afternoon, evening, or night as we talk about the game of life amidst the other games we love to watch and play. I am one of your hosts, the judge, the jury, the executioner of fake news and spoilers, Patrick Novosel. Hello. To my left and back for his second official week as part of the GMG crew, the handyman Hank McCoy, our resident North Kakalakian, Ryan Isley.
Howdy, hey, hey.
Howdy, hey, hey, to you too.
That's how they say it down there.
Howdy, hey, hey, hey from North Carolina. And
y'all.
Hey, y'all. And to my other left, the man with music in his heart, Doctor Who on his brain, and La Carrera in his old estomaco, Mr. Mark Boucher.
I'm back again, also for a second week, keeping it going.
Oh, the second official week, we are back.
The streak is going, baby.
Except we're missing one.
Yes. Except so if you're a new joiner, welcome. I am not the normal host of the show. I am sorry. As the man who rounds out the quadfecta of the GMG podcast and is currently dead, the Brazilian Mountaineer, Lucas Ham Swisher. He has that old Brazilian internet, and it's not working today. So you have me, Ryan, and Mark. And if you're not new here, Lucas isn't here, so you're welcome. Or exactly. Not welcome, however you want to look at it.
Whichever way you want to slice it.
Yeah, whatever your perspective is, it's the right one.
Speaking of however you want to slice it, so I had an interesting situation today that like I didn't think was even a thing. So I went to Dunkin' this morning and I bought myself a bagel. And all right. So they have this automated ordering, like the order screen that they have when you go inside. And I went in and put in my order, ordered the bagel, and it had three options for how to cut the bagel. And
three. I thought there was only one way.
So here's the interesting thing. It's either don't cut it, slice it, or cut it in half.
Cut it in half? What are you, a monster?
Yeah. So I didn't know there was a difference between
where do you put the cream cheese?
That's my point. That is my point. They cut it vertically. Like, who does that? Like, I don't
see,
even understand.
That's why I stopped going to Dunkin'.
Like, unless you
who
get,
was
like,
asking for this enough to have be a part of the option.
So unless you like dip it in like a thing of cream cheese, which I mean, that's weird. I don't even know why you would do that. But
yeah, I mean, that's the only way you would do it, because I wouldn't want to lather it with cream cheese every time I take a bite.
Yeah, that would be weird. But yeah, so I went and ordered it, and he's like, the guy brought it out to me. And he's like, did you want it sliced or cut in half? And I'm like, what's the difference?
You know?
And he's like, well, sliced is horizontally, cut in half is vertically. And I'm like, well, I want it normal person way.
I'm not a psychopath.
Yeah, that's
and so
it is a little psycho.
And so he got me another one and gave me the other one. So
wait, hold on a second. He got you another one. Did he cut it vertically for you?
He cut it vertically, like, the first time.
He assumed. Well, that made you never assume that someone wants to cut vertically. If my wife was like, hey, I get you a bagel, and gave it to me vertically, I'd be like, what is this?
This is not even a bagel anymore. I don't even know.
Who are you?
Like, I'm not. No.
Divorced. You'll be talking about a lawyer.
Threw it on the ground.
Took it and threw it on the ground.
I'm not part of your system. yeah, so I learned something today, and I got a free bagel. So I basically
gave you the weird one that they cut. Is that
yeah,
what happened?
So what I did was, so we actually have, because my wife actually makes bagels from scratch. It's just she didn't have any ready this morning, and of course she's been sick, which we'll talk about. Mm. Yeah, so we have my mother-in-law for Christmas got us a like a guillotine or guillotine, however you want to say it, style, like a bagel slicer.
Yeah. Cool.
So because beforehand I was having to like cut it with a knife and
the bread knife.
Yeah, it's just annoying to try to.
Very annoying, and I've been trying to talk my wife into getting one of those guillotine ones. That
you it need. Is. It is life changing. Absolutely life changing. And yeah, because Kristen makes bagels from scratch, because I have such issues with food in general. So at least we know what's in it. But yeah, so we have one of those guillotines at home. So I just sliced it again. So instead of, you know, like just the slice, yeah. It's like four pieces, but I was like, you know what, whatever, I'm going to eat it. But
so let's go back to this guillotine. What are the things you use with this guillotine? Because having a guillotine in the house sounds like you're from like the 1400s.
Off with our head. Yeah, you know, we have you know, public executions, and then we cut
you're bagels. Just like, this spaghetti noodle is way too long. Slice.
Yeah, and you have to give like a devious laugh every time you use it.
Does it make that noise? It's got to make that noise. If not, you got to make that noise. Does,
you gotta slam it down hard enough. It'll make that noise. But no, I mean, we mainly only use it for the bagels. But it is life-changing, absolutely life-changing. I will never go back to the old-school ways of cutting with a knife.
They're the archaic caveman ways the rest of us are a part of.
That.
Yes, I know. We're a caveman. Me caveman. Me cut bagel, right.
Knife. Knife me cut with.
Okay, Kevin.
All right. Yeah. All right, Mark, while you're talking about what's going on in your life, let's just go on with our news of the week or whatever Lucas says. I don't know.
Yeah, what's new news as we gather around?
What's new news? Yes.
As we gather around the old water cooler, give our life updates. So honestly, not a whole lot since we just recorded on Thursday. Just normal weekend stuff. And played a bit of Fortnite, of course, jumped in with you, Pat, as well as Justin and Tim Pollen, and been having a lot of fun with that. But I mean, I've been so boring lately with gaming. It's really just Fortnite. I'm just in a bit of a lull with things. I haven't found one that I like has gravitated to me. But on the IRL side of things, so we were all excited to go to Tennessee this weekend, to go to Married to the Games, good friends of our our Uncle podcast.
The Fun Uncle podcast? Is that
yes, the Fun Uncle podcast.
That's what brought us all together in the first place. So yeah.
That is true.
So they are having their 600th episode celebration this weekend in Tennessee.
Ooh, 600.
And so, I've been all excited for that until about an hour or two ago. And so Kristen has been sick, the past couple of days. And, you know, we were just kind of just thinking it was the weather, 'cause we've had a major change in temperature and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Spring is round the corner. So, we just thought it was that typical type stuff. But she started getting it real bad today, like fever and all that kind of stuff. And then like the moment she said fever, I'm like, yeah, you need to get tested. You need to test for COVID. And so I went out, got an at-home test, and sure enough, she tested positive for COVID.
Get out of town.
Yeah. So, coming to Tennessee has come under serious question. The protocols have lightened significantly, from what we were trying to look up. You basically have to be fever free without the use of any medication, for more than 24 hours. She just started having the fever today, and we've got things that we have to look into the possibility of canceling. Otherwise we get charged big time for them, by tomorrow morning. So basically within the next few hours, I have to make the decision whether we're going or not.
So question for you.
Yeah.
Is it an all or nothing decision?
I don't know because I just hesitate.
That's part of the conversation.
Yeah. I just hesitate because of the fact that, you know, I don't want to right now. I haven't really shown symptoms really. Now I did start feeling tickle in my throat and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if it's just the weather or I have it or what, I don't know. But I don't, the thing is, I don't want to drive 8 hours to Tennessee and then I start showing symptoms and then I'm stuck in a hotel all weekend.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's something I really have to think about, with a quickness. But there is a high possibility we may not be going this weekend, which is a bummer. It's an absolute bummer because it's like missing out on a fun family reunion. There's family reunions that, you know, people dread for their entire lives, but
or the ones that you just don't go to because you're just tired of the family.
Right. Absolutely. But this is a fun family reunion, and plus it would have been a great getaway for Kristen and I. But I'm not sure what we're going to do at this moment, but it's not looking good. But honestly, that's really everything that's been going on for this past weekend. It's been real, real light with things. Just your normal chill weekend with going out for bagels and all that kind of stuff and church and all that fun stuff. So, but yeah, that's about it for me. So, Ryan, I'm going to hand it off to you.
Yeah.
How's your weekend been? The short time.
My weekend was, what did I do this weekend?
I always have to sit back and think about it. I have to write it down.
I honestly think that I just sat here because my wife worked this past weekend. She worked home with the kids, chilling, because it was also raining this past weekend.
Oh my gosh, freaking monsoon. Just holy crap.
Horrible weather. Yeah. And then, you know, now this week, 70s. It's supposed to be 80 something tomorrow.
Oh, let's go.
And then next week it'll be 40.
And yeah, the day that we leave from Nashville, I believe the high is 50. And the low is like 27. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah, there's
and there it's back again.
There's ups and downs. Yeah.
Stupid little, what's his name? What's the rodent's name? Phil. Something Phil. The
Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, him.
You mean the groundhog?
Yeah, that guy. F that guy.
I mean,
accurate weather forecasts.
It's still wintertime. You know what I mean? Like we're getting some good weather for wintertime.
I want to say, isn't the first day of spring like next week?
It is. It is the 21st or something like that.
Yeah, this is also par for the course.
Yeah.
We might get snow in March. We don't
it know. Was 34 degrees this morning when I left to work. When I left work to come home, it was 74. There was a 40 degree swing. And it was like
that's weather whiplash. That's what that is.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm not wearing a coat because if I wear a coat, the walk to back to my car after work is gonna be awful.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So yeah, this past weekend was I got a little bit of gaming. It was just Destiny. I didn't do anything else.
And we're so boring.
Important. It is. Well, like the Guardian Games thing is going on. So I think I talked about they introduced like a hoverboard, and the community as a whole, everyone agrees that like the hoverboard is probably one of the best things that they've made in like 10 years. Of this game.
Oh, my goodness.
Since it's just for a limited time event, there's a way you can like earn it to keep it. And you have to like basically like a certain score in like one of the strikes, or it's like you have to turn in 1,000 medals for this event. And like you don't get medals all the time, but you have to turn in like 1,000. So you literally have to be grinding.
No life. That's all you're doing.
No lifing that and bounties to continually get medals to turn in. Or there's something that I think they were trying to fix and now have broken the game, because last I checked, I think there's been like this mechanic where they do like a focused activity. So like the focused activity will be like either strikes or go do Gambit or Crucible. So whichever character you go in with first on that focused activity, you're then locked into that character. So if it's Titan, Hunter, or Warlock, say you played like I play Titan because I like to punch and I feel like a
Oh,
tank.
yeah, of
Fair
course.
enough.
Yes.
I main Titan, so I'm always on my Titan. So I went into the activity, but I didn't know that it had started already, or I think it started like literally right after the one match that I was already in ended. So it counted me as like you're locked into Titan. Well, the Destiny 2 community is mostly comprised of hunters. There are so many more people playing Hunter than the other two classes that they have won every single day, all this week, last week. Like, there's no
Oh,
point playing
no.
any other characters. But by now, you know, 10 years in, everybody's probably got like three characters. So I was just gonna get on my Hunter and be like, well, fine, I'll just get the package for winning as a Hunter.
Yeah.
Nope, but it
Too
already locked
late.
me in. So I was
Too
just like,
late. You're
yeah,
screwed.
basically. Yeah, that's pretty much it. The only other way to earn one of them is to spend money. You know, Bungie make money off microtransactions.
Oh yeah, I mean that's how you keep those games going. You know what I
Say
mean?
live, that's live service in a nutshell.
It
That's yeah.
is, man. And I honestly couldn't tell you the last bought something from. There's been some cool sets, like some of the stuff that they've come out with has been really cool. Like they did a collab with The Witcher, which the armor looks great,
Yeah.
but I didn't really play The Witcher. It
Yeah,
looks
neither did
cool,
I.
but I'm
Yeah.
like,
Yeah,
eh.
so you don't have affiliation to it.
They did Assassin's Creed armor. I think I did buy that one. I did buy those, but I'm pretty sure I bought those with in-game currency. But yeah, I think they're about to come out with a Ghostbusters like what
Really?
pack of things. I
Ooh.
think it's like a ghost, a ship, and a sparrow.
Huh.
Which I was like, okay.
That's a weird combination.
Well, now since they're owned by Sony, you know,
Oh,
Sony's just
yeah.
like,
Fair
and let's
enough.
throw our stuff in there. Like they've had there's been a thing where they did Ghost of, there's a set that they did for Ghost of Tsushima. They had a set for God of War.
Okay.
Like so they're starting to throw like the Sony stuff in there, which is cool and all.
Yeah.
But again, like I'm guessing it's very akin to how Fortnite charges for skins. It's probably like 15, 20 bucks
Yeah,
per
basically.
skin.
Basically,
Yeah.
yeah.
Now imagine doing that for three characters if you really like the way. So you're
Sure.
talking about 60 bucks just for some cosmetics, and I'm like,
I mean,
I
I'll tell you
can't.
what, with I played Apex for the past 5 years, I probably put in $10 into that game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I truly
I put in
believe.
more money into Fortnite in the past 3 months than I have in Apex in 5 years.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I cannot talk at all because I've bought like I actually have their monthly thing, their monthly subscription where I get 1,000 V-Bucks a
Oh,
month.
yeah.
So
That's
yeah.
smart. I mean, but yeah, you're using it. Like you get to
Right.
use it. Like if they had something like that, probably use it then, but like I don't want to pay 20 bucks per. And most of the
Right.
time, I don't like the entire set. Like it's just, I like the chest piece of that one, or I like the legs of that one. But you can't buy them separately. You
Oh,
have to
really?
buy like the whole. Yeah, that's pretty much it for gaming. I haven't honestly done a lot of gaming. I was trying to get back into Lies of P, because I want to beat it. I want to definitely beat it. And I started getting good at parrying. There's another game that's on game Souls-like experience. I think it's called Wukong Fallen Dynasty or something like that.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to try that. I'm trying to work my way up to being good enough to convince myself that I'm good enough to play Elden Ring.
I think
That's
you
what I'm
just need
working
to
towards.
get rid of all these games and just go into Elden Ring and learn it there. You know what I mean? It's just,
School of Hard Knocks.
I will eventually buy it. I did, however, pick up a game only
Oh.
because it was ridiculously on sale.
Okay.
Immortals of Avium.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, Mark played that.
I played it and beat it about this game.
Absolutely nothing.
I thoroughly enjoyed that game. Like I said, I played it through and beat it. Loved the story. Loved the different abilities that you can, the magic abilities that you can get and things like that. And yeah, I had a lot of fun with it.
Okay. Well, apparently this past weekend, I think it ended, the deluxe edition was $8.
Oh yeah, that's a steal.
That is awesome.
So I was like, I just saw a post on Reddit. They were like, Immortals of Avium, like the deluxe edition is like $8 if you want to go try a game. Yeah, sure. I got Microsoft credit.
Sold.
Right? Yeah. I don't need to go to Starbucks today. That's all it is.
I was just like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'll buy that. So I'll be playing that at some point. And then I almost bought BioShock, the BioShock edition, because Have you never played the BioShock games? I loved them. Except for the third one. I never finished the...
Really?
You didn't like BioShock?
Third one was mind-blowing.
The third one, I think it was the stuff at the very openly racist, and I'm like,
that could really put you off for sure.
I was like,
yeah.
Well.
Well.
But, I mean, it was like $10, and if it's still on sale by this week, I think it's like the remastered edition as well.
Okay. And I never played two.
I love that game. That game is super fun.
That's the funny thing is, like, I played and beat one and loved it. Tried to play two, did not like it.
I also agree. I liked the first one more than the second one.
Yeah. I actually played the third one first. I played BioShock Infinite first.
Same.
Which is funny. Huh. And then I went back to the first BioShock.
So I'll probably pick those. Yeah. That's pretty much all fake life. Catching up with, I think I got
that's
like
real
two,
life.
Three more episodes. Yeah, that is real life.
That's rake life.
That's rake life. Yeah, rake life. I'm catching up on. In real life, not
rake
a whole
life.
Lot.
Now feel life. Feel life.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot going on. Property is getting busy. Like people are actually coming. Stays pretty.
Right.
Job security.
It is job security. Although I am.
Ooh. Okay. Life transition.
I feel like I really don't mind what I do. I would love to continue because I like to work with hands. I can't do it. As much as I love to lie to myself and be like, yeah, I could be a streamer and sit in front of a computer or like do something like that for 8 hours a day, I would lose my mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Or think that I could work from home. Ain't no way. I have to be literally physically. It's just I got a couple of leads on some other properties.
All right. Well, good luck, man. Be praying for you.
We'll see what happens with those. Okay, but the real the biggest thing I guess that happened.
Oh, all right. One more thing.
Yeah, one more thing. So tonight my wife has her friend Sarah over. She's taking her cuz she is also going to Nashville, but not for so we had ordered a bed. Like a cabinet Murphy bed.
Okay.
Amazon.
Okay.
Everything got delivered yesterday. Got home from work. I'll put it again. Shouldn't take two. I was
famous
very
last words.
I was 5 years later.
Extremely wrong. I ate dinner. I think we started at like 7:45-ish, 8 o'clock. I didn't finish building that thing this morning.
Oh my Lord.
That would have been tossed out the window.
It was so, and the biggest problem that I had was it didn't come with like the main cabinet part, didn't come with a left and a right side. It came with two right sides. So
ooh,
I was like,
that. Ugh.
How am I supposed to, like, I was sitting for a good hour. I was sitting there scratching my head, like trying to figure out, okay, like if I take supports off of this one side and just move them to the other side. Tried to do that. Nope. I don't know what kind of glue they used in China, but that was like, you weren't getting that off. I took it outside and hit it with a hammer as hard as I could, and it did not move.
Oh.
Did not move at all. I was like, yeah,
it's vibranium glue.
We're going to have to pivot. We're going to have to do something else.
Ugh.
So what I ended up doing was like remeasuring all the holes or pre-drilled into one side. And I was like, okay, well, just going to flip it and put it on the other side. And I'll wood putty them later. So that's what I ended up doing. I had to like shave off one of the pieces and yeah, just like drilled new holes through it on the other side. Got it all together. Once I did that, like everything else went fine. It was just trying to figure out, like, because I knew that we weren't going to another piece, especially because right. we're going to have to figure something out.
Yep.
So yeah, last night, I was very lethargic today. I got into work this morning and my boss, usually I say good morning. I guess I am a morning person. I don't like to admit that out loud, but I guess I am. My boss was like, hey, how you doing this morning? I was like, terrible. Don't talk.
Whatever. Get out of my face.
He's like, you're usually so chipper in the morning.
Why are you so loud?
Yeah, I was like, I'm dead. I'm dead, ma'am. It was a long night. But the bed is together.
Good.
Her friend's in there. She's all good. All is well. Hopefully.
So are we going to meet up with this friend while we're in town?
I don't think so. But I don't really know what all she's basically going to Nashville because, you know, Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
What, Taylor Swift is in Nashville this weekend?
Oh, no.
I was going to say, oh, no. Maybe I need to leave a little earlier.
Yeah. So that's going to be my wife is going to be taking the middle child and the youngest out and around.
Okay.
Do we have like concrete plans of what we're going to do Saturday? Is there anything going on Saturday?
So keep an eye on Discord. So but most likely, what's
go ahead,
that?
Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, most likely we're going to be going to food places. We're going to hang out. Might be going to some used game stores. I don't think there's any concrete plans other than Sunday afternoon for the podcast.
Okay, because I think my wife was just like, "Well, we'll have a free day Saturday, so we
can." Yeah, there's a lot of people who are like, "Hey, I'm gonna be doing this. If anyone wants to come along, I'm gonna be doing this because there's gonna be like 100 people there, so everyone's gonna be doing their own thing, and something. Some people are gonna join others, and some people will join.
It would be cool people. To meet up with y'all for like lunch or.
I
know they're going to Frothy Monkey on that Saturday. Several people that's kind of one of their staple things, like is Frothy Monkey for breakfast and coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's on Saturday morning and
we'll see if I'm awake for that.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we're gonna be there at 8:30. I was like, 8:30 on Saturday, 100% of the time I'm sleeping at 8:30 on a Saturday.
I was about to say, well, since you're solo, yeah, you should be asleep. All of my children are coming with me and all of them get up at 6 a.m. every day. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so I'm really, if someone's like, let's do this, I'm like, yeah, I'm in. I don't have anything else to do.
Yep. Yeah,
because otherwise y'all are just gonna meet my whole family, which I don't care, but
which that's wife, that has to happen. It has to happen.
They're our family
introverted
now.
So.
I'll wave from her from across the room, like, hey, and that's okay. I met her.
That's it for me. What about you, Patrick?
So real quick, before
I go ahead.
Yeah.
Mark, you go ahead.
Sorry, I forgot a couple of things.
It always happens. Yeah. Oh, no, I have some more things.
More thing.
Two more things.
These are actually, this was held over from last week. So I mentioned last week on the podcast that I went and saw Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
And so I was all like hyped for that movie after I saw it and everything and very much enjoyed it. And I was like, I've never seen the 1984 Dune movie that they put out.
Why would you do that to yourself after seeing the 2024 Dunes? You know what I mean? Like
it's
like going back and watching like the 1970s Marvel movies. Like, what are you doing to yourself?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I just wanted to like people. It's a cult classic film to a lot of people.
Well, a cult classic means only five people like it. So that's what that means.
I suppose, but
The Room is a cult classic. Did you watch The Room?
The Room is not a cult classic. Yeah. The Room is a global sensation, man.
The Room is a cult classic, but not in the way Dune is a cult classic.
I want every hour back that I watched
The Room. No, it is the best worst time you're ever gonna have.
It's, oh my god, it's
tearing me apart, Lisa.
Tearing me apart.
But no, so I decided to watch, and plus, I mean, Sir Patrick Stewart is in this movie, so just saying.
Was he any good though?
He was Sir Patrick.
He was decent. He was.
He was the only bright spot of the movie.
He was Sir Patrick Stewart pre Sir.
This
is what made him Sir.
Pre knighthood. No, I don't think this is what made him.
No, there's no way. There's absolutely no way.
This movie walked so Star Wars: The Next Generation could run. But no, I decided to watch it. You know, is a movie directed by David Lynch, and that's your first clue of how this movie's going to be. So like budget Tim Burton. So
is that why there's no colors in it?
There's colors in it.
Colors?
Yeah, there's colors in it.
They're like, hey, can you make a movie in sepia tone? Yeah. Are you sure?
That's basically what you get. So yeah, this is a sight to behold, because the acting is just, it's not The Room level, but it's not like your Oscar worthy level, like type stuff. It's iffy. And, the weird thing is there's like a bunch of internal monologues. Like you hear what everybody is thinking. And the way that they portray this internal monologue is they go like this. They say what they're thinking. It's like, I wonder what he's going to do when this happens. And it's really like abstract, artsy, sci-fi type internal thoughts. And it's like, it's just weird. And obviously, it's very much a product of its time. And so...
If Morgan Freeman did the internal thoughts, would it have been better?
It would have been much more interesting.
Yes. I was about to say yes. I haven't even watched that, and I'd be like, yeah, man, Morgan Freeman.
Can we get a remix of Morgan Freeman doing the inner thoughts of everyone?
I wonder what he
thought. Paul Atreides was the
the sand of the Everglades.
On planet Arrakis. I'm a terrible Morgan Freeman impression, but
all right, somebody needs to find an AI that sounds like Freeman.
Yes, it has to be out there. We're in the AI age. It has to be out there.
But so if you've seen the newer Dune movies, so the main character Paul, he has his like trainer guy, who is played by Josh Brolin. And there's a scene where he
Thanos,
Yes, Thanos, basically, but less purple. And so he pulls Paul aside to like do some like combat training, and they have these like sci-fi looking shields that they have to protect themselves and all that kind of stuff. Well, the 1984 version of that basically looks like transparent Minecraft characters.
Oh no! Was it voxel characters?
Yeah, they're like super boxy. Like it looks like those creatures from Minecraft, and it's hilarious to watch. So very much a product of its time, and very very sci-fi and very very David Lynch. And yeah, it was a sight to behold, and I don't know that I would revisit it ever again. I'm good with the newer movies. They did a much better job. But if you want a good laugh and you love sci-fi, go check out Dune 1984. But yeah. Oh, and also real quick about Fortnite. I know I kind of glossed over it that they started the new season this past
week. How have you liked it?
Yeah, I've been enjoying it a lot. It is Greek mythology themed. So you've got like Zeus, Ares, Poseidon, Hades, Cerberus, Aphrodite, all those different characters, but they're Fortnite, like they're stylized to look like Fortnite.
Are they like
characters.
Bosses that you have to like go?
Yeah, so like, there are new points of interest that they've added to the map. They're like little like pantheon type, you know, palace places. Like you've got the underworld and you've got You've got Mount Olympus and a couple of other places, and each place has a boss where you go and you fight them, and they'll have like little like NPC minions that will come and fight you, and then they'll have the main boss, which is one of the Greek gods. And then if you defeat them, they drop usually a legendary loot, legendary weapon, and they drop a medallion that you can pick up, and it gives you some sort of spec boost, whether it's like damage boost or speed boost or a dash over time, something like that, while you're holding the medallion. The downside to holding the medallion is you are very much viewable on the map. There's this big old yellow circle that gives other players a general idea of where you are, and they introduced that kind of concept last season, but they just kind of kept that going with this season.
The way they changed it, though, like for last season, it was the direct center of the circle is where you would be.
Right.
This season, they changed it where it's in the circle.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily general. The direct center. So it's around there. So this season, if you have a medallion, you're visible. There's a group of or a team that is in that vicinity, but it's no longer in the direct center. So you really don't know where they are, which is a big upgrade to holding one of those medallions.
The one downgrade, though, that I would say is a downgrade is last season when you picked up a medallion, it would allow you to unlock a weapons vault where you had like a mod bench where you could add attachments and things like that.
True.
And with this season, it just gives you those spec boosts, which to me is a bit of a downgrade, but at the same time, they still have those weapons bunkers, but you have to be, it all depends on where you land.
Is it a random spec boost? It is.
Depends on the boss that you beat.
Yeah. It depends on the medallion you pick up. Each medallion has its own individual spec boost. Like,
Have y'all beaten any of the bosses?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. They're not bad. If you have a team, you're fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's not bad at all. It's just a matter of trying to beat them if you have other teams around you trying to do the same thing.
If your other teams are there and you're fighting the boss, they know you're fighting the boss, and then that's when it gets hectic.
You're in trouble.
Or they wait until you get the medallion, and then they murder you from their sniper.
Right. Yep. Typical
have
battle
either
royale.
Of y'all grabbed, I watched the lightning bolts.
Yep. I've gotten those. So
those look extremely overpowered.
They can be.
And it was me, Mark, Justin, and Tim last night. And I was the only one that was using those lightning bolts. Like I think they can be overpowered if you can hit them.
Yeah.
Because there's three different. So you throw two lightning bolts,
it's like
40. It's like 40 damage, so it's not a lot of damage. But if you hit the third one, it's like 120 damage. And when you do that, like that's if you hit them all three of them, then it's great. But if you only hit the 41, you're just up there like prime for the picking.
Yeah.
Just the animation and the audio or surrounding it is incredible. And that's really why I use them. I'm like, I probably could shoot my gun and I probably could get way more damage, but man, throwing that lightning bolt, so satisfying.
And when you do the lightning bolt, does it automatically like take you up and like have
seen
people? It does. And it's a canned animation, but you can like kind of choose where you want to throw it.
Yeah.
And you can aim. But, people are running, depending on how far you are, it could be forever. Like
far away, you're not going to get hit.
No, that's my sniper. That's what are you talking about? That's
No, and they've introduced other pickups like that, where it's some sort of major damage thing. Like in the past, when they did the Dragon Ball series, they had a Kamehameha pickup.
I saw that. Rip Toriyama, by the way.
Yep. Yeah, huge shout outs, unfortunately. Akira Toriyama passed away. Loved Dragon Ball growing up. Still love Dragon Ball. But
I saw today, or maybe it was yesterday, that it was like a Dragon Ball apology for the movie that was made.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
So
they apologized for it.
Justin
Chatwin, I never saw it, but you they apologized for it.
You missed about as much as you.
It's a cult classic.
Like, no,
it's terrible.
It's cult trash.
Use the word cult, but not classic.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
We will give you the word cult, but
yes. Yeah,
because you're
silent. Yeah. Anybody who likes that isn't a cult.
So Justin Chatwin, who played Goku, he kind of came out and he wanted to give a tribute to Akira Toriyama, and he's like, sorry, we messed up the adaptation for it, because it's complete utter garbage. But huge shout outs to Akira Toriyama. I've been rocking my Goku skin in Fortnite ever since that happened.
That's what I meant to put on tonight. I've got a Goku
shirt. I need to get a Dragon Ball shirt. Like, I had one, but you got like the turtle, the gi.
I've got like the orange shirt with the symbol on it. On the back.
Yep.
Maybe I'll wear it. I'll wear it in that something.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
But they've had different pickups like that. Like when they had a My Hero Academia event, they had what's called
Get like All Might's powers or something.
It's Deku's thing. They call it a Deku Smash. But it's basically the same idea. It's just like a Kamehameha, but it does super amounts of damage if you hit it
nonchalantly. Kamehameha.
Yeah.
Kamehameha. Kamehameha. We've quite a bit on the show, but you can get huge amounts of damage if you land it, but you are super exposed up in the air, so where people can just start shooting at you,
right?
And you're stuck in that animation until it's done.
That's kind of like how in some of the super,
and you're stuck there, like you can't, you have to wait till it's there done.
Until
right,
or more likely than not, people either team shot you and you die in your animation, or
right,
you get sniped out of the air.
Yep.
Yep.
But okay, but that's it. So moving on to you, Pat.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been 2 weeks because I was out last week.
That's right. We had some
scheduling issues. I missed your first official podcast as a GMG host, Ryan. So I apologize.
That's all
right. I missed Mark coming back, so I apologize to you. I apologize to everyone who missed me last week. I don't know how many there are, but I apologize to you.
Good. Dishonor on you. Four. Dishonor on you.
Shame. Shame.
Shame.
These past couple weeks, I've had some proud family moments, some proud dad moments.
Okay.
This past week. So on the Earl side of things, you know, with me being the only income of the household, it's been pretty tough. And my wife is not bringing in income. That's the only way to put it. She works. I mean, she takes care of the kids. She takes care of the house. She runs the family. I mean, let's be honest.
You just show up after work and you're like, yes, what do you need me to do?
Exactly. I bring home money, and that's all I do. She does everything. And so it's been a real struggle. She hasn't worked for several years. And so we have cut costs. We have just, you know, like I do Game Pass points. I do all that stuff just so I can get free Game Pass.
Right.
And I do all the things that I can do to bring costs down. But when you only have one income and your kids are getting older and, you know, just like just costs go from diapers to one thing to another, you know, so it's been pretty rough for several years. And this month, we have are finally credit card debt free.
Woohoo!
Hey, praise God.
Congrats.
It took so long to get. It was just like we were living in our means, but just like barely. Mm-hmm. And like when you barely live within your means, and the credit card debt just is like $100 and $200 and $300, mm-hmm. and it just continues to exponentially increase. And so since like October of last year, she's been doing some side jobs for her brother. And so she's been bringing in a little bit of money, and basically it's been paying for groceries. And with her being able to pay for groceries, I mean, when you have Ryan, you know, when you have multiple kids, when you have a family, groceries are not cheap nowadays.
No, they're
if,
not.
Especially
not
if you want
to eat either.
And that's one thing that we try not to do is go out to eat, because it's like, all right, you get a chicken McNugget, you get three fries. You know, it's like,
dude, you know, it was like, I went to Chili's this past week. It was $81.
Get out of no! It's just like you can't do that with the family and anymore. You know,
any drinks. Like, we didn't get anything. $81 for
that's
just
so ridiculous.
Like, it's literally $100. Anytime I take my family out to eat, guarantee.
Yeah, man. And like, we don't do that. You know, it's just like, that's,
I need your discipline.
It's so, it's, you know, when we go out, it's McDonald's, the cheap menu kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We use all the coupons that we can, use all the deals that we can if we want to like celebrate things, you know, like, because, you know, like they're kids, they don't really understand the value of the of money and where, oh, just use your card, that's where all the money is. It's like, well, mm-hmm. not really. Because
money, it's not really my money.
So and just like, because we want to be able to provide for them, and you know, like, it's we try to live within our means, and we always, God will provide. It's going to happen. And it happened this past month. And so we're debt-free as far as credit card is concerned. We still have a little bit of money left in our house. We're
sure
maybe 10 years away from finally paying it off. So we still got a little ways to go. But that's really where our debt is our house. So we'll eventually get there. But you know, both cars are paid off. We are just, you know, gas and maintenance. That's where we are right now. I drive a 1991 Toyota Camry, and
I can't believe that thing is still moving.
I was about to say,
okay, I tell you what, the next,
right?
No, actually it is close to 200. Okay. Don't. Yeah, because the we got it from her grandma. That would drive it back and forth to church.
Never drove it. Yeah.
Oh, and the church was a tenth of a mile away. And so, and then my father-in-law would drive it to work like 40 minutes once a week just to keep moving. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's so when I got it back, I don't know, maybe a decade ago. It was around 40,000 miles on it. So it was very, not a lot of miles on it. So there's that. So it still runs, but I tell you what, you look at the road and you look at old cars, you're going to see more Toyota Camrys from the 90, 91, 92 series, on the road than any other car, because it lasts, because they last. As long as you upkeep it, it's going to last. So
a lot of my car
between Toyotas and Hondas.
Yeah,
I've seen a
for
lot
real.
Of like around here, 2008.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
08 Highland.
I like those cars. I've seen
them all the time. I've got almost 225,000 boot on the right front axle, deteriorated, but like all it's doing is just like whenever I drive over bumps.
Yeah,
I don't care. It gets me to work.
Right, and that's what my car is. My car is a point A to point B, getting me mm-hmm. to work and back. Outside of that, I really don't drive the car. Maybe to church, which is like a quarter mile away. It's not, you know, like our family car is the van, and the van is almost more miles than the Camry, and the van is 2014, you know, 13 years newer than the Camry.
Right.
Man, you drive a quarter of a mile to church? I wish I had that.
Me too, bro.
And it's funny. Like, yeah, I like it's I try to take care of the car, you know, as much as I can. You know, I'm pretty lucky with having the low, you know, short drives, because I drive, you know, my drive to work is 17 minutes to and from. That's all I need it for. I don't need a really nice Lexus, as much as I would love to have a really nice luxury car to drive. It's not necessary for what I do.
Sure.
Really, really, it's been really awesome. A huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders, my family's shoulders. That, you know, the now the goal is to continue to be, you know, diligent and
I was gonna say focused. You cut up the card now, right?
What's that? No, absolutely not. No, we use those for points. We use the credit card as much as we can. And then we use a credit card exclusively because of the points.
Okay.
And then we'll use my paycheck to throw money every month, every paycheck onto it.
Okay.
But
pay all your bills with your credit card? And
of course. That's
how I get all that.
Okay. Yeah. So that's how we get a lot of points. That's how we build credit, like whenever, like
crazy
Christmas or birthdays or anything, we use those points to pay for those things. Mm-hmm. So when Christmas comes along, you know, it's a lot more manageable to do that, but it's been quite a while since we've been able to do that. So, it's been really nice.
As long as you're good with managing it. And I guess with people that have huge issues with credit card debt.
Oh, like, no, we have one credit card. We don't need 2, 3, 4, 5. We don't need any of that. It was like, oh, we maxed out this one. We need to go to the next one.
Right.
No, we have one and we use that. And so,
no
okay.
Yeah. Very proud that we finally were able to get there. Now the goal is to stay there.
Right.
And we'll see, you know, with her working a little bit for her brother, hopefully we'll be able to continue. And with, you know, like the tax return, the end of year, like a profit sharing bonus that we got at work, Mark, it did help.
Yeah.
So that's been awesome. So, not only proud for being able to do that, but proud for my daughter. My daughter, this past week has had a couple things happen for her. So, she's been in cheerleading this year, eighth grade at school, and she was, recognized as a leader, in cheerleading in her school, where she was, we went to a school, like not a school, but like a district board meeting where they recognized all kids from 5 different schools around the district, for many different things. Some of them were academic, athletic, and leadership. She has no issues with academic, but, at this board meeting, she was recognized for her leadership skills.
Nice.
And so that was really cool. Like I back in eighth grade, like, I don't remember ever doing anything like that. Like being a role model for other kids and all that stuff. So, but that's what Claire's been doing. So she was recognized not just in front of a school, but the board in front of five different schools. So that was really cool to see.
Yeah.
And then last night she had a her end of year banquet for her cheerleading, and throughout the year there were no captains selected for the cheerleading squad, and at the end of the year that's when the coaches select who is the leader for the entire cheer squad, and she is one of two captains selected for her cheerleading squad, which was really awesome to see.
Nice job, Claire.
And we're not there for those things, you know. It's all about things that we try to instill in her character, and she just takes that into the real world, and we don't see that. So, for others to see those kinds of things, and her to be recognized for that stuff, it just makes me proud that she does that. And hopefully we have a say. We have like an influence on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then another thing with Claire. So Claire's been like the past Pete. Wait, this has been so all her
future president of the United States.
She got a job today.
Nice.
We have like a right behind her house. We have three baseball fields, and it's always during spring and summer. And a little bit of fall, it's always happening, especially like Friday night until like 11, Saturday all day, and a little bit of Sunday. It's crazy how often people use that field. It's a big draw because it feels like a Major League Baseball field. The field number one is the big field. I mean, it's like 330 to the left, 320 to the right, 400 to center. Like it's a big baseball field. So like a lot of high schoolers play in this field. I played in this field when I was younger. It's the field you want to play on because it feels like a Major League Baseball field. So she is going to be manning the concession stands. So like pizza, pretzels, drinks, all that stuff. Depending on where she lands within the concessions for that particular day will determine what she needs to do. But yeah, so she applied for it and they brought her in, and she's now going to be one of several different kids that are going to be part of the concession stand. So she's only 13 and she's already got a job. My first job was 15 and a half, around 16 years old was my first job. And she's 13, going to be 14 later this month. But still, she's like, I'm going to make a bank this summer. You know, I'm going to buy all these shirts and clothes. It's going to be great.
I don't think I remember.
That's the customer service right there. Like, you got to.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it is. Right on the front lines.
Yes.
I think I did. I was probably around like the AAU basketball tournament. Like,
yep.
Like you're in on summer break on the clock for take the money out from, or sometimes I think I did concession, but I never made
well, like any money in her pocket is bank.
Yeah.
I maybe made like $50 one time. I was like, oh man, that was a good day.
When you don't have bills to pay.
Right. When I don't have bills to pay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh man, AAU basketball, man. When I was playing AAU basketball, those are my favorite times playing basketball is AAU. Oh, it was very competitive. The most competitive basketball I've ever played. But that's besides the point. Anyways, so that was good. That's all Earl. All Claire, all Earl right there. Very proud week.
It's Ickle in Claire life.
In Claire life, yeah, basically.
In Claire's life.
In fake life, oh my goodness. I did some things these past 2 weeks.
I was going to say, so I know there's a game that came out.
I know Ryan. So I'm going to start with the movie, A TV Front. So I know, Ryan, you had said that you looked to me for movie and TV recommendations.
Indeed.
So I watched a couple movies this past week.
Like a sticky note.
The first movie is currently on Netflix. And so my dad, he had mentioned this to me like a month or two ago, and he's like, you need to watch this movie. He's like, this sounds like it's straight up your alley. And it's called The Hill, and it is on Netflix, and it is, Dennis Quaid is one of the main characters in the movie. And, it is about a kid who's like Forrest Gump, who has like stuff, you know, like on his legs, and he can't really run, walk. He's got an issue. Mm-hmm. And it's a Christian based movie on Netflix. And it's all about this kid who wants to play baseball. And so I'm like, oh, that sounds like something I would watch. I look on Netflix. It is a 97% match for me. Wow. I was like, all right, Dad.
I haven't. You watch this movie.
You got me. I definitely want to watch this. It was, I cried. It was a true story. And this is what's great about it. It's such a true story. And I looked it up, and it was 80 5% of the movie was true. And that's incredible when you see stuff like that. Dennis Quaid, it was a great character in this. You pull for the kid that wants to, who's had these running issues, leg issues, who wants to get to the majors. You're pulling for this kid. They're so poor. Like the dad makes like $50 a month as a pastor. You know, like they are poor. They're having like cornbread for dinner. That's all they're having. You know, like perseverance. It's talking about just rising above everything. There's so much scripture and God and Jesus in this movie. It is so awesome. If you are not a baseball fan, it doesn't matter. My wife watched it with me and she was glued to this movie. Right. So good. I highly recommend this movie. It is an A+. Make sure you have tissues available because it will just pull at your heartstrings as you're rooting for this person just to get to the majors. The Dennis Quaid is a Bible thumper. Like he's follow the rules, God's will, and that's it. Not your will, it's God's will. And if you want to play baseball, too bad. It's not God's will. And it's the struggle with Dennis Quaid's character as he tries to, and he struggles with it. And you can see it all throughout the movie. And it's so good. I don't want to give too much away from it if you want to watch it, but it's The Hill with Dennis Quaid. It's on Netflix. It's on my top 10. It's number one for me right now. So watch it. It's great.
Noted.
So I watched that and I was like, man, I need something funny to watch.
Palate cleanser.
I needed a palate cleanser, but it was way too palate cleansered of a movie. It's a new movie on Amazon and it's called Ricky Stenicki.
I've seen commercials for this, trailers for this.
So it's a group of three friends and they make up this character, Ricky Stenicki, and it helps them get into a lot of trouble, helps them lie. And it's funny at the first part. And then they're like, oh man, we need to bring a real Ricky Stenicki into this because it's John Cena. It's good for like the maybe good is in quotations for like the first 20 minutes. And then it gets like everyone in the movie starts lying and lying and lying. And I just get anxious about this because I don't lie like this, like lying to their wives. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to get in so much trouble. You know, they're going to be sleeping on the couch. They're going to get divorced. Like what they're doing is crazy. And John Cena steps in as this, you know, imaginary Ricky Stenicki because he's an actor, and what he does in the movie, like this is like not a kid's movie. I thought it was going to be fun, but it was raunchy. It was gross. It was funny, but it was also like, I don't know if I can watch this movie. I don't know if I can watch this movie.
Swing in the opposite direction.
I have to pause this movie if the kids walk in like this. It's so raunchy, but I needed a palate cleanser and it's not the palate cleanser I was looking for. Like this movie, like, The Hill, A+. Ricky Stenicki, like D-. Not an F because I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole thing. It has Zac Efron. It has John Cena. I'm like, this sounds like something I would like. And it wasn't. I'm like, oh my goodness. This is really, really bad. So do not, if you see that and you're like, oh, you watch the trailer, you're like, oh, this looks hilarious. That's all the funny parts. That is all the funny parts in the trailer. So do not watch it. It's D-, not an F, because I watched it the whole way through. Mel made it about 30, 35 minutes into it. She's like, I'm done. Yeah. And I was like, nah, I'm not quitting on this. maybe it'll get better.
Rewatch movie? Do you ever go rewatch a movie that you know?
All the time. All the time. Okay. I watch rewatch. Yeah, I always watch movies all the time.
See, if I needed a palate cleanser, it's what one of my favorite movies.
You people? What do you mean, you people?
such a ridiculous
I'm a dude
movie.
Playing a dude pretending to be another dude.
Like one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah. So after right, I watched Ricky Stenicki, yeah. Yes to the Hill. Also, I finished Godzilla, The Last Airbender. It is incredible.
Yep. Loved that.
It is so good. Like I love anime when it's live action, to be honest.
Patrick's probably that one psycho that would like the Dragon Ball movie.
Oh my gosh, I don't want to go down that road.
Don't.
If you were to like that movie, I would have to pray for you and pray for you
right now.
No, like, lay hands. I didn't even know that movie existed.
Yep.
And so I looked at like the trailer thumbnail and I was like, is that Elijah Wood?
I was like, nope, it's Elijah Wood ripoff. Justin Chatwin.
It's Elijah Wood from Wit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emu. But yeah, I thought Avatar: The Last Airbender was really, really good. I know nothing about the whole anime. I know nothing about the story. But to me, as a casual fan of Netflix, I guess I enjoy it.
Because like I've only watched a couple of episodes of the Nickelodeon show, but like I loved the live action version of this, and so it's like if you don't have such a tie to the animated show, it's great. But if you hold the original show on like a high pedestal and it's your favorite, which there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever, then it's like you've got tons of issues with it.
My only issue was I think his name was Sokka.
Sokka, yeah.
Yeah, okay. He was just sheltered in this like Iceland, and he starts traveling the world with the Avatar Aang. And I'm like, when he gets to each area, like he falls in love every single time. Yeah, and I'm that's, like, that's bro,
the in the cartoon.
Yeah.
Rein it in, man. Rein it in. Like,
there's. I shouldn't say that.
No spoilers.
It wasn't a spoiler. It was just kind of a little bit of a inappropriate comment.
Yeah. Well, and I'm holding back by the inappropriate comments about this whole thing.
Yeah.
But I loved Aang's like happy go lucky character. His whole arc in this first season was really good. I loved it. I loved how he's not this all powerful avatar this season. Like he's learning, and that's I love origin stories, and this whole first season felt like an origin story. And I'm like, I need this foundation for him to become this avatar, which I hope he eventually becomes. But yeah, I really, really loved the Avatar series. Not an A plus, because there's some things I'm like, I don't know, whatever. But it's good. It's really, really good. I really enjoyed it.
It's eight.
Only eight episodes. But they're like between 50 and an hour, 50 minutes and an hour. They're
I'll have to find some time to watch it.
And it got greenlit for two more seasons.
Greenlit for two more seasons.
Yeah, because it had the original cartoon actually had three seasons.
Yep.
Awesome.
And so they're going based on each, because like it's
they're doing it by like the book.
Yeah. So the first one was Air.
Yeah.
And the second one was or something like that.
No, stop it.
Okay. No spoilers. The second one is some things. And the third one is some more things.
That's all I need. That's all I need.
From all I've heard from other people that have watched the cartoon and then watched this, it's okay. But they're saying that it's missing like a lot of the fun, and because like
I thought there was, the I thought there was show,
there was goofy I, and funny.
I just don't think you're gonna get a 1-to-1 from a cartoon Which to a live totally action. Fine. Like it's yeah. just not gonna happen. Like,
I thought what? There was some fun. There was some fun moments in this, but it's more grounded. It feels grounded, yeah, even though it's fine. In a fantasy world. It feels grounded.
I'm still gonna watch it. I've tried to do the same thing. See, like I when I hear of like one of my favorite thing in live action, could be good, could be bad, and I've mostly yeah. been right with the bad.
Right.
Because Halo just made me angry.
Which got oh a second gosh. Season. How the frick did that happen?
And they said
whoa. They
said that Halo this
Mark
season
just said
is like
frick,
really good.
So it must be bad.
Yeah. Yep.
They said this season of Halo is supposed to be good because they were supposed to be like following the story of the fall of Reach.
Yeah, but they got rid like of all the episode. Crap.
It was like one episode of the fall of Reach. Really? Like there was an entire game. Halo Reach was probably second favorite Halo game.
First, it's good.
Listen, like, huge,
amazing game.
Huge improvement, though. No Master Cheeks. Just saying.
Yeah.
You don't see his butt cheeks. You.
Let's not see.
I don't need Master to see Chief. Naked Master Chief.
I don't want to see this man's face. I don't even want to know he's a human.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Do not ruin that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. I'm still going to watch it. I will still watch Avatar.
Yeah, so I recommend it. On the gaming front, play Fortnite with the crew, the OG PUBG crew, mm-hmm. some Apex crew, and then throwing in a little sprinkle of Timmy Pollen last night, which we got a win, which was great. But really, so Ryan, you talked about the Avium game being $8. Mm-hmm. All right. I spent a little bit more on WWE 2K24 this past week. The Ultimate Edition was $120. And I tell you what, I spent every dollar of it.
Yeah, he's gonna run it into the ground. Like
does that come with, I'm assuming that's like the game plus annual pass plus
it's all the DLC. Yeah. It's everything included. Everything. Does it save me money? Maybe a few dollars.
Like
not much. I just paid for it up front. Because I WWE 2K23, I put in 400 hours of it. And
look, you ain't gotta explain it to me. You're talking to a 10-year Destiny 2 player who's probably spent somewhere around $2,000
I haven't even played the game yet. I pre-ordered the game, $120, throwing it up there even while I'm in debt, $120. this is how I'm gonna save money elsewhere by playing a game in my man cave.
Yep.
And so I in the past week, it came out last Tuesday. I put in almost 40 hours of this game so far. And I've only scratched the surface of this game. This game's got five huge modes. Well, the one mode is My Faction, which is an online like card collecting mode where you collect cards, and each card is like you could have like bronze, silver, gold, emerald, ruby, diamond, pink diamond, like it's all different, like, and each wrestler may have a bronze character, may have a silver, may have a gold, so like each one of them is rated, and the goal is to continue to upgrade all of your cards. And it's all awesome this year, because last year you would play My Faction and you would all your cards that you would earn, like the rating of them and all the different things that if they would do Degeneration X and all these other characters, all these other wrestlers from the 90s and 2000s, you could only play within the My Faction mode. This year, if you unlock cards that are not part of the base game, you can bring them to the base game. You can play it in all the other modes, which is huge. So, which brings more time into My Faction. Like My Faction, the past 3 years I've put very little time into. because I'm like, I don't really care. You know, like, it's all online. It's too much. This year, it's a little different. So, because of that, I'm like, oh, I can unlock a 2014 version of this character, or I can unlock a 2002 version of The Rock and put him into on one of these other modes. Awesome. Like, I'll be able to do that. So, every day there's a challenge. Every couple days there's a new event. Every few days you unlock something to be able to do more stuff. So I've been putting more time into that. So that's my faction. The other mode that I've tried to dip my toes into has been showcase mode. And this year, the whole showcase mode, that's what the game is kind of like based on. Last couple years, it was like John Cena's whole career. 2 years ago was Rey Mysterio's whole career. This year is all of WrestleMania, like big matches from the past 40 years of WrestleMania. So going through that, it's more of a documentary. And it's like they have interviews. They have real life footage of everything. They have commentating over it, like, hey, this is what's going to happen. But this year, it's kind of weird because, you know me, I'm the executioner of fake news and spoilers.
Yeah.
Spoilers with an exclamation point. So when they set up the match that you're about to play, they freaking tell you who's going to win. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, as a fan that's getting back into it, like, I don't know who's going to win this match. This match was from 1984. Like, what in the world? Yeah. Like, I don't remember this. Anyways, so that was kind of a downer. Another downer is, well, kind of like a double-edged sword kind of thing. When you're playing these matches, you're doing it in in-game motion. And then it goes to a cutscene. It goes to a cutscene in in-game engine, and then it goes into like full motion video, actual match. Seamless. It's great. It's called the slingshot technology. It's awesome. So they do that, but unfortunately, with the game, you can't do some of the stuff that's happening. So when they're doing the full motion video, the actual match of the WrestleMania match, you're not doing any of it. You're just watching it, which is cool in its own right. But man, when I'm doing WrestleMania 3, Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, one of the most iconic WrestleMania matches of all time, and they do a full motion video where I cannot control, where Hulk Hogan body slams Andre the Giant. I didn't have control over that. They did it on its own. And I'm like, why don't you give me ability to do one of the most iconic moments in WrestleMania history, WWE history alone, to body slam Andre the Giant? I was mad. So they did it. They're like, and then it goes back to in-game engine. They're like, pin Andre the Giant. I was like, screw you. I'm going to make sure I get my finisher available, and I'm going to body slam the Andre the Giant, and then I'm going to pin him. So I did that. And like, you know, don't tell me what to do. I'm not pinning them. I'm not doing it yet.
Classic.
Yeah. So, but it was really cool. I would say probably 15 to 20 hours of my 40 hours of gameplay this past week has been on showcase mode. It was 21 matches over the past 40 years. Awesome. Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, John Cena, Hulk Hogan. Like, it was awesome. It was really, really awesome. So I finished that. Now I'm on to another mode. I haven't started yet. My next mode I'm going to start is it's called My Rise. And it's the story mode. So you take a wrestler and you move them up through the ranks, become awesome, get retired, go to the Hall of Fame, whatever it is. But they have two story modes, two 20-hour story modes, one for a male and one for a female.
Wow.
So that alone is going to be a time suck. That's not that. Then there's other modes. There's my GM mode, which is like a franchise mode, which you have a certain budget. You hire wrestlers onto your squad. and you can trade, you can re-up contracts and things like that. That's cool. That's not the mode I really care about. The mode that I put most of my hours in is universe mode. That's when you select wrestlers for like Raw or SmackDown or NXT. You set up pay-per-views, you do all that stuff. That's where I spend the bulk of my time. But I probably won't start that for like another couple months, because as I go through these other modes, that's why I put like 400 hours into it, because there's so much content in this. There's over 200 wrestlers in this game from the past 40 years, including like 100 wrestlers that are going on right now. I'm loving every minute of it. The $120 I put into this game.
I was going to say, you're going to run it into the ground.
Worth it. It's like a quarter an hour. You know, it's awesome.
Sweet.
So yeah, man. But that's it for me. Any last thoughts? All hearts clear.
I think I'm good. So right. what do the joiners think?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. Let's go to Discord. Do we have any Twitter, Facebook, Instagram? Do we even post there anymore?
No, because honestly, like, other than maybe one person occasionally,
everybody's here on Discord.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go to Humar Whittle. He says, Iffle, playing through Final Fantasy Afterbirth about 25 hours into the Afterbirth and streaming Baldur's Gate 3 with my wife.
Wow. That's interesting.
Work TTRPG.
Tabletop RPG.
Game D&D. Of Marvel Multiverses is rolling and has been fun so far. Marvel Multiverses. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, especially for a TTRPG.
Yeah. Earl, family stuff this weekend. Going to grab drinks with a friend tomorrow. We've also been doing some yard work, landscaping on the house.
Woo.
Make sure you do that when it's 70 degrees out, not 27 in the morning.
Or raining.
Burnaby Butters, just looking forward to meeting the fam this weekend.
That hurts.
Oh, man. Mark, I hope that Kristen makes an immaculate return to normalcy in the morning.
I mean, that would be amazing, and praise God, but...
Praise the Lord indeed. TP toilet paper or Tim Pollen says, Iffle, Fortnite with friends last night was great and I needed the laughs. Thanks, Mark, Pat, and Justin. Cyberpunk has been shelved. Oh, womp womp. I'm so confused how everyone loves it. so Tim has played it and he's like, I don't get it. I've never been more bored. Maybe it's not the right time. I've been in a mood lately. In my spare time, I've been watching Yellowstone on Peacock. I think I like it, since I went through season one in 2 days. Oh, my Lord.
Binge watch.
Nice. Earl, super bummed I won't be at 600 this weekend. Tim, you were supposed to bring a PS3 or something to me at 600, so I'm going to have to ask you to drive to my house instead. So just text me and we'll set up a time. He says, I'll miss you all. Godspeed. And I'll see you soon at 700. Love you guys. Love you too, buddy.
Love you, Tim.
Corey. Earl. Finally got back to church this past Sunday. Feels good great to be back.
You, Corey.
After being That's in complete awesome. Quarantine.
That's awesome. Our Sunday school class was so packed, we had to bring extra chairs.
That's a good day.
That's a good problem. That is a good problem. Other than that, nothing real exciting going on. Kids just playing outside with really nice weather. Our almost 2-year-old is starting to talk more and learn more things. Forgot how fun the stage could be. Oh, my goodness. If I could go back in time to where my kids were 2 and 3, as tough as it was, man, it was so cool to see them. So cool to see them just learn new things.
And then they pooped their pants.
No, not Claire.
To my wife about that.
Not Claire. She was potty trained at 18 months by herself. We had nothing to do with it. We can't even take credit for it.
telling you, her, future president of the United States.
Her older cousin was learning, and she was like, I want to be like my older cousin. And she just did it on her own.
I wish she was running this year. I would vote for her over everybody else. Please?
I think we all would pick anybody.
Yep.
I would pick, yeah, whatever. All right, Iffle.
You can just write me in.
I would pick you.
I love the there's a bumper sticker going around. It's like any functioning human being 2024.
That's so true, man. Like, how are we in the same position 8 years later? What is happening?
Yep.
Anyways, because America.
Yep.
Democracy. Yeah. All right. Corey all says, Iffle, mostly No Man's Sky at the moment, finishing up the most recent expedition for a fancy ship and some other cool rewards. We took our boys along with our best friends and their boys, six in total, to see Kung Fu Panda 4. Four?
Yeah.
Oh my, four?
Yeah.
And those things.
Is Jack Black still doing it?
He is
indeed.
Okay, so that's still good then. Although the nearly $100 price tag reminded me why we don't go to the movies anymore. If you rewind, if you rewind 30 minutes earlier where I was talking about credit card debt, that's how you get into it. He says, hope y'all are well. Love y'all. Love you too, Corbin. Aaron or Afterbirth, Rebirth, says, Earl. Had to deal with a very annoying insurance thing again, but it's all sorted out, I think.
I hope.
That's it. And he says, Iffle, mostly Final Fantasy VII Afterbirth. Bit of a cassette beast in Pal World. I'm laying off Madden for the time being, mainly because we're in the middle of free agency and the modders have to account for the 1,000 roster moves happening this week before they can get their mods up to date. Mm-hmm. That'll probably be a week or two. Oh my goodness. I've never seen so many moves this past offseason in the NFL in a long time.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Even the Bengals are making moves.
Who'd they get?
So
I'm just going
to Zach Moss from the Colts. They're going to trade T. Higgins. They lost Tyler Boyd. Jonah Williams is gone. The secondary is gone.
John Jekyll-Hyper Schmidt is gone.
Joe Mixon is gone. Like, it's crazy. It's a whole new Bengals. Crazy.
Hopefully, some of those people watch a team.
So, one of the teams vying for T. Higgins is the Carolina Panthers. Bryce Young needs someone. He needs anybody. He needs a functioning human being.
Bryce Young needs a functioning offensive line that can actually help.
And they need to focus on offensive line, and they'll get T. Higgins, and he's the number one receiver. I mean, he really is, as long as he stays healthy, which is big.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing with Christian McCaffrey too. Man, I was so happy. I hope he was all over everyone again this year.
Yeah.
Go sports.
Go sports teams.
Go sports teams. Defeat the opponents soundly.
Soundly.
Oh, look, he's kicked the ball from one end. Oh, look, now he's kicked it the other way.
sounds like soccer.
Yeah.
He scored a goal unit back.
Well, that's it for us. How about you? If you want to share what's new in your neck of the woods, then let's do some quick housekeeping. Mark?
Housekeeping?
Where we offer you towels, fluff pillows, and topped with Andy's candies as we tip you off with the news you need to know with the GMGU. On Twitter, Discord, Facebook, and Instagram. Instagram? We need to figure this out.
It still exists. I'll put it that way.
Discord is really where we're at. So if you want to share what's new with you, like our folks on Discord did, join us on Discord. If you'd rather connect with us visually and spectatorially, we have YouTube, which we're going to be back. We're going to be back soon on YouTube. Yes. We've been on a hiatus for the past few months. We'll be back on YouTube. And Twitch, where we have a plethora of joiners on our Discord who are posting their links and they're twitching on Twitch. Yep. You know, So please come to Discord and share your links as well. Finally, on Patreon and our merch page, you can support and gear up with us. So click that one link to rule them all, either in our Twitter bio or in any of our bios, or in a show notes. You can type that real quick at linktree.com/thegmgpod. Of course, if you can't toss your attention or coin to our podcasters, we're still or some corn. You want to start? If you want to toss us some corn, you know, throw some butter corn and salt on it, and I'll eat it.
Yeah,
freaking love corn.
Corn on the cob, man. Oh my goodness. There is a local farm that makes some great corn. They grow some good corn. And when they were like, hey, we're bringing corn to you, it's a line. If corn, you know, like it's a 90s, you know, like it's in the 90s movies where you had to stay in line to get a good seat. That's what it's like for corn around here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So if you want to toss some corn to us, or if you can't, it's okay, but are still the giving type, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser and Spotify. It helps us reach new joiners. Somehow the algorithms and the math involved in the matrix, it helps us out. So give your feedback and let your voice be heard. Literally, if you prefer, at 929 GMG guys, leave a voicemail, let your voice be heard. Alrighty then, Ryan, Mark, the spirit of Lucas, along with you, our beloved friends and family and joiners, go get your good morning on this week. Mm-hmm. And may God bless and guide your lives as you live, as you work, and as you game.
1, 2, 3, 4.